I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My car got struck by lightning.
What? Your car got struck by lightning?
Yes, while I was in it.
You've got Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix. We asked about storm damage in your area or if you were without power. Sarah, how did your car get struck by lightning? What happened? Can you walk us through it?
So I was at Walgreens in Franklin and I thought, oh, I'm going to make it home. And I looked to the left. Which would have been west, and I saw lightning, and I'm at the stoplight, and my car got struck by lightning.
Okay, so what happened to the car? Did it, like, light up?
No, the car blew up.
What do you mean blew up? What happened?
Everything stopped.
Oh, so the car just quit?
Yeah, like, my car quit, and my engine blew. I had to get it towed. I thought I died, I just came back to it. My hair was standing straight up in my hand was standing straight up.
Did you feel anything when the car got struck? Did you feel pain?
Yes, I just felt like this tingling through my body. And I honestly, I don't know, I'm not like a huge religious person, but all those people say they saw the light.
Yeah.
And I saw this light, and then I just sat there in the stop sign, and then the cops came, and then the last thing I remember was being taken to the hospital.
Oh my gosh. So you kind of remember being struck by lightning. You remember being at the stop sign.
Yes. And the next thing I knew, I was my blood pressure was 200 over 170.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it was and 2 minutes before that, my dad had texted me. He's like, you better get home. And I'm like, I know, I'm trying to.
Oh my gosh. So did you call the police, 911? Did somebody else?
Somebody else must have, because I said, the last thing I remember was waking up in the hospital.
How long do you think you were at that stop sign?
Well, by the time I remember, this was 6:30-ish.
Okay.
By the time I remember, my parents came and picked me up, it was midnight.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't know what time the police ambulance got to your car?
No. They had to defibrillate me. I think I died.
Oh my gosh. Well, you said you saw the light.
I know. And I'm not a really religious person. Yeah. And I'm I don't know what, I saw lightning coming and I thought I saw a tornado. But it was the craziest thing because I thought your car was on rubber, it was the safest thing.
That's what I was thinking too, the wheels or the tires, would ground the car.
Yeah, but it hit the top, there's a hole in the top of my car.
Oh my gosh.
And my car is just fried. Everything is fried.
Okay, that car can be replaced. Now did they give you any medication or anything like that?
No, they just had me to fluids, and then they gave me some sort of, because my blood pressure was so high.
Right.
But I woke up this morning and I can't get my hair to go down. I'm wearing a hat to work today.
Wait a minute. You were struck by lightning. You felt like you may have died. You got out of the hospital at midnight, and you're still going to work today?
Well, I have another car, but now I'm super scared, and I thought I would make it home, but
Sarah.
I was I live in Franklin, and it was just coming down, and then at my house, two trees blew down.
Sarah.
It was just insane.
Sarah, you need to take a sick day.
I can't.
You can't? What do you mean you can't?
Because, long story.
Yeah, yeah.
Long story. It's a long story. but I can't. And I'm like, and I don't want to sit at home because like then I just keep thinking you about keep like getting struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And they say like it only happens once, but if you knew me, everything happens in threes.
No. Lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place. Okay.
It does. I know, and I had to get to, like, I'm a procrastinator, and I, like, waited, and, like, the last thing my dad texted me, he's like, get your ass home, and I'm like, I know, I can see it.
Oh, my God.
And I never thought in a million years that I would get struck by lightning.
Thank you for sharing the story, but how are you feeling today?
I mean, I feel okay.
Yeah?
But, like, I also hope I get, like, superhuman powers.
Okay, Sarah, thank you so much. Hang in there, we should say, as well. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow, what an incredible story here on The Mix. If you have anything that's happened to you, my gosh, Sarah did not expect that. But if you have any storm damage, we're still talking about it on our Mix Facebook page. Just search 99.1 The Mix Milwaukee.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.